Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Old Mutual is entering the telecom space, specifically launching its own mobile virtual network operator, which is slightly different from the MTNs and Vodacoms that we know, because that means not actually having towers and the like, but piggybacking over other networks. And it was all in service of their new product called Old Mutual Connect, which is hoping to deliver data and mobile services, data for as little as R5. I'm joined this evening by Old Mutual Finance Head of Customer Engagement to help us understand a little bit more about that. Moses Duma, thank you so much for joining us on Kaya Biz. How are you tonight?
Good evening, Rufira. Thank you so much for having me, and good evening to the listeners and our customers at home.
For sure. So talk to us a little bit about the MVNO launch.
Yes, it's exciting times for Old Mutual. For us, this is part of a well-crafted strategy, which we call Integrated Financial Services Strategy. Really, for us, it's about strengthening our relationships with our customers by building an ecosystem of value-added services to them. And Old Mutual Connect is just one of them that we are building. There will be more coming. And essentially, really, it's about giving our customers an opportunity to have access to affordable data and reliable connectivity through our partners, as you mentioned in your introduction. So we are building very good propositions there that we think will be some of it market leading in this space.
Mm. And this partner would be Cell C in this particular case that you'll be sort of piggybacking on. It's an interesting one. And one of the things that came up in my discussion this morning with my colleague was, you know, this isn't the first financial institution moving into fintech, into telcos. FNB Connect exists, Capitec Connect exists, even Mr. Price Mobile exists. And it's obviously always great, particularly if you're very brand loyal and you know that you can get an Old Mutual Connect as well as hopefully next year bank with Old Mutual Bank. But at the same time, it's getting difficult to understand, you know, the core proposition of Old Mutual if we are doing all things. How is this additive for the clientele in terms of specialization, let's say?
Yeah. Thanks, Lafayette. This is essentially part of our strategy to build an ecosystem of services. Remember, we are built on the premises that we want to give value to our customers in every way. So when we look at where are the opportunities for our customer, we are a brand that lives in the communities, interacts with our customers every day, and we identified a need for our customers to actually have access to affordable data solutions. And it's not just a standalone solution, because it supports all our other propositions. Mm. We are driving digital bank, like you mentioned now. We are driving digital interactions through with our propositions like insurance, like lending. But we cannot do that and ask customers to connect with us on digital if they can't afford or they can't access the data. So it really makes sense for us to provide that data to their customers, so that when we say let's interact on digital channels with our propositions, it also makes sense because the data is available. So, and it also, you know, it also helps us to connect directly with our customers. If we've got our customers on our network, we've got direct communication with them. We understand what they're doing. They understand what we are up to. And we can actually communicate better and build better relationships with them. So don't see it as a standalone propositions at all. And also, it's important for us, like you mentioned earlier on, to leverage the strength of our brand. Our customers trust us. We are a strong brand that has been in existence for over 179 years old. And our customers can trust that we'll continue to deliver value, we'll continue to deliver good service to them. And this is no difference in the mobile network space.
So, Moses, which part of your clients sort of space are you targeting with this then? This is the low income or is with anybody who would just seek affordable access to data and mobile?
So the proposition is open to everyone. Anybody can walk into our branches and walk out with a SIM card. It's as simple as that. You walk in with your ID, we give you a SIM card and we recur you. you can have your SIM card and communicate. But you are right. I think if you think about the segment, our anchor segment is our mass market segment, where we actually play a lot there in the insurance, the funeral space, and now we are playing in the data space. So our proposition is actually built around understanding the needs of our mass market customers. So if I can share with you some of the key pillars of our propositions. Please. Firstly, the SIM card itself is very cheap. It's 5 rand. You walk into our branch, you get 5 rand. With your 5 rand, you walk out with a SIM card across all our branches, which are also in the communities. Secondly, we've got a sign-up bundle, what you call sign-up bundle. Just for choosing us and choosing our old Mutual Connect SIM card, we'll give you a free 1 gig free to our customers. And we don't stop there. If you buy any data from us, we've got a proposition called Double Up. Double bundle. So you buy any amount you buy from us of data, we'll give you the same amount of data for free. That's doubling up whatever you spend with us. And there's more. There's bonus bundle as well. As the customers do their normal business of interacting with us and interacting with the mobile or Mutual Connect, if they buy a minimum of 50 rands of data in one go, we also give them 1 free gig of data. So essentially, you are getting 3 free gigs of data to our customers to interact with, not only with us, but also in their day-to-day communication.
Are there any limitations on the data access?
There are no limitations. I think when you talk about limitations, normally people talk about data expiring. But the data that you buy from us doesn't expire.
Okay, that's
so there's no limitation. You can buy as much as you want, and it doesn't expire from us. That's how we want to give value to our customers.
Well, that's good to know. But it's not just data to use on old mutual channels, as you said, right? I can use this for surfing the net.
You can use them for anything. Essentially, what you're saying, there's two core motivating factors for us. One is to enable our customers to participate meaningfully in the economy. And they need data and they need connectivity. So we are giving them that. And then the second one, of course, is interacting with us. But you can also interact with anybody, with your family members, with everyone in the community. That's your data. You can use it for that.
And so what are the long-term growth plans for Old Mutual Connect?
Old Mutual Connect, what we're talking about here is just our launch value proposition. There is more to it. I think as a brand, we are well known for continuously developing new products and adding value to our products. So we are starting with the proposition I just shared with you, but we are not resting there. We are working on a new proposition, new features, growth in terms of distribution networks and accessibility, so the customers can expect more as the future unfolds. But we will communicate with them as soon as new features are on board, and also new products that are part of the Old Mutual ecosystem.
And how soon is Old Mutual Connect available immediately? Tomorrow morning,
Old Mutual Connect is available. Started yesterday. You can walk into a branch, you buy it. It's available.
Okay, it's quite exciting. I mean, just help me understand. You know, as we mentioned a little earlier, sort of Old Mutual Bank is hoping to launch in the new year. Will there be digital banking services that will, I suppose, be led by the MVNO support structure?
So yes, you are right. I think we have announced that we're launching a bank, digital bank, and this mobile virtual network operator and the data available is actually part of the enablers of that. We want our customers to be able to interact with us digitally, and we've got data. We've got very accessible data bundles, like I spoke to, 3 free gigs that we give our customers to do anything they want to do, to bank with us. So we are saying, here's a digital bank, and here's data for you to be able to interact with us effectively whenever you want to do business with us.
Brilliant stuff. Looking forward to hearing the feedback from all of these. Thank you so much to you, Moses Duma, Old Mutual Finance, Head of Customer Engagement, giving us some perspective on what you can expect from Old Mutual next.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.